B'tachon for Life, Shir 1245, Sunday, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for a shidduch. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them their zivug hagun b'kariv, and they should be zayiche to be boine, abayis neman b'Yisrael, l'shem u'l'tiferes. We are discussing from the Ramchal how tikva works, how it operates, how it redefines our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And it's vital for us to internalize this as we continue in his peace. He's going to teach us a few deep concepts that we're not going to really understand 100%, but he will open up our minds to realize what we are doing, what we are accomplishing. And it's very important to internalize what he's saying. His point is that we tend to think, if a person has betachin and he saw the Yeshua, he was matzliach. If he worked on his betachin and Rachmana Litzlan, he did not see the Yeshua, he failed to a certain extent. Of course, we accept it, like we explained many times. But he's missing, there's something wrong. We have to understand that the Yeshua is a beautiful thing, and we hope, and Bezer Hashem, we should be zeiche to the Yeshua. But there's much more that's going on over here. When you have tikva, regardless of the Yeshua, you become a different person. Your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom changes. Now, it's something you have to keep working on. If you're not going to work on it, it's going to get schwach, it's going to get weak, and you're going to lose this level. But when we internalize tikva, and we don't give up, no matter what's going on, we redefine our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, regardless if we see the Yeshua or not. We all understand that when we go to a tzaddik, to a Talmud Chacham, to a Kaddish, he gets answered by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Why? Because he's close. He has a kurva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a close friend, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal is telling us that simply by having tikva, even if we don't see the Yeshua, chas v'shalom, for whatever reason, simply by working on feeling tikva, we are becoming like that tzaddik, so to speak. We are opening up a new relationship that we never thought possible. And this will help us in the long run. Whether the tikva did what we want or it didn't, even if we don't see any change in ourselves, the Ramchal understands how the world operates. And he's letting us know this secret. Tikva redefines you. It redefines your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It will help you on many, many levels. And we're going to see as we continue. He brings many, many things that will change because of tikva. And this is the point that he's trying to make. You are becoming a different person. Your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is being redefined. Don't minimize your appreciation of your tikva just because you didn't see a Yeshua. Realize that the tikva itself is the goal. The tikva itself is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of these outcomes that he's describing are all a result of your tikva. Because you redefined your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.